The Sunny Side of Sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Hello, Yeheyas.
Sonny, I understand your opening serve is African tennis.
Yeheyas, when it comes to African tennis, Zimbabwe's Black family certainly has a very proud pedigree. Kara Black and her brothers, Byron and Wayne, have all had successful professional careers. Kara, primarily a doubles specialist, has won nearly $7.7 million in prize money. And between them, her brothers, Byron and Wayne, have pocketed almost $8.5 million. Byron and Wayne, like their sister, are also doubles specialists. Now, at the age of 41, Wayne Black is excited to represent Zimbabwe again in the Davis Cup team competition. Reporter Michael Cariotti tells us more from Zimbabwe's capital, Harare.
Black will make a return to Davis Cup tennis when he lines up for Zimbabwe in their three-day Euro-Africa Zone Group 2 tie against Bosnia-Herzegovina starting Friday. Davis Cup team non-playing captain Martin Zuwa has revealed Black will play in the doubles alongside Mark Finn. Zuwa says Black's availability and the early arrival of Finn will help the team develop their doubles partnership.
For them being here also gives me a chance to look at our doubles pair.
Black is buoyed on by the fact that some players have continued playing Davis Cup tennis to the ripe age of 50, with San Marino's Vittorio Pelandra playing against Egypt in 2007 at the age of 66. Black himself says he's going to take one game at a time, adding that all he wants is to win his matches.
Take one match at a time. You know, it's one Davis Cup match at a time. I wanted to win so badly.
Bosnia-Herzegovina are ranked 40th in the world, while Zimbabwe are in 74th position. The visitors' top singles players are also ranked far much higher than Zimbabwe's players. Dama Dzumbu is ranked 89th in the world, while their second seed, Mirza Basic, is in 199 position. Zimbabwe's top player, Takanyi Garanganga, who is based in Atlanta in the USA, is way down the rankings on 324th position, with his career-high ranking having been 288. However, Zuwa is not reading into that, boasting that the Zimbabweans are banking on history.
On paper, they're a better side, but I think Zimbabwe, from before, they've been causing upsets during Wayne's time or during our time, beat Australia in Australia. So going into this tie, I mean, it's a 50-50 chance.
The Zimbabweans are hoping to go all the way in their group and gain promotion into the Euro-Africa Zone Group 1 next year. While in the past, Zimbabwe played all their home matches at the Harare City Sports Center, the tie against Bosnia-Herzegovina will be at Harare Sports Club. Reporting in Harare, this is Michael Cariotti.
From Zimbabwe, let's go to neighboring South Africa, where first-round action got underway Thursday at the Africa Open Golf Tournament. Playing at the East London Golf Club, Irishman Kevin Phelan shot a 5-under par 67 to put his name at the top of the leaderboard. Reporter Mark Tompkins caught up with Phelan after his round. Here's Mark.
A good week for you last week in Johannesburg, and you started well here.
Yeah, delighted with how I finished last week, and it's nice to carry it on to this week. Conditions were completely different to last week, but it was nice to play well again.
Does it test the mental side of the game, or you've got the wind blowing from different directions, various other differences in the course?
Somewhat. I mean, I'm quite used to playing the wind, but it's a completely different course now than it was in the practice. It was an opposite wind, so a lot of the holes were, there was almost no point in playing practice, so But yeah, it was good. I mean, McCaddy did a great job with the archers and stuff, so yeah, we were well prepared.
Any one of the birdies stand out more than any others today for you?
Not really. I think I played quite aggressively, so I tried to get as close to the greens as I could. I think all my birdies came from within about 50 or 60 yards. So, yeah.
And I suppose having missed out narrowly on a place in the Open last week, the hope is good finishes and do it through the ranking position.
Yeah, yeah. Would have been nice to get that Open place last week, but you know, I was happy with how I played and just try and keep plugging away.
Keep plugging away, Kevin. That's Irish golfer Kevin Phelan, who is tied for the first round lead at the Africa Open Golf Tournament. And Kevin was talking with reporter Mark Tompkins at the East London Golf Club in South Africa. English golfers Matt Ford and Richard Bland also shot 67s on Thursday. The golf action will continue through Sunday on South Africa's Eastern Cape.
Hi, I'm Shegu Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin. We got the game.
Game on, VOA sports fans. Pro boxing returns to free primetime television here in the United States Saturday night when a big card at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada is featured. The Premier Boxing Champion Series will be televised on both NBC and CBS, two of the major networks here in the States. It's the creation of Al Haymon, one of the major power players in prize fighting. NBC will broadcast the fights on Saturday night. It's the first time NBC has shown pro bouts on prime time in 30 years. Undefeated welterweight Keith Thurman will face former two-division champion Robert Guerrero, and former three-division title holder Adrian Broner will meet John Molina in the co-main event. I asked our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta, is this new boxing series a good opportunity for African fighters to break into the spotlight?
Sonny, this is the best time, really. We need to develop young, hungry fighters in Africa, and time for them to come into the U.S. now that we have television all over. We have the big fight. The fight game is about to blow up, Sonny, and we need stars from the mother continent. We need warriors. We need tigers. You know, this is the time. So if you're a fighter listening in Africa, this is the time to do it. This is the time to get up and go to the gym, work very hard, because boxing is back in the U.S. now.
Namdi, you mentioned tigers. What about the Lion Bogere from Uganda? This seems tailor-made for him. He's such a flamboyant fighter.
Sonny, he's on the scene right now. He's got the best promoter. He's ready to strike, you know. So the Lion from Uganda, ready to strike. And then we have some other young guys. We have King Kong Agbeko. We have Joshua Clote. But we need new young names. We need new warriors, new tigers, because this scene is going to get really, really exciting, that people get to see everybody on Saturday night or Saturday afternoon. We need Africa to be on stage.
All right, Namdi, let's talk about a veteran African warrior. Bika, the Scorpion from Cameroon, he's going to be back in the ring in April. Tell us about that.
Sonny, he's going to be on television right here in the U.S. against Adonis Stevenson out of Canada, Montreal, Canada. Homeboy from Douala, Cameroon, he can punch. You stand in front of him, he can knock you out. He can even knock out a cow. I I'd like to see him score a spectacular knockout, and then he'll be back. Okay, he's now moving up in the 175-pound light heavyweight division, and this is on free television. The whole world gets to see an African who can punch, who will stand and fight. He will not run. So I'd like to see an upset with Sakur the Scorpion Bika.
Is that a good move for the Scorpion Namdi to move up in weight?
Oh, yeah, because that division is so, you know, he's a puncher and he has a puncher's chance. And if you stand in front of him, he can take you out. And he's fighting a champion that's not been tested, been protected. So I think there's a good chance of an upset right there in Canada, in Montreal, Canada.
Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta, dropping more verbal bombs right here on the sunny side of sports.
Galala. Great show, bro.
In pro basketball, Spain's Gasol brothers have been sparkling this NBA season. Marc Gasol plays center for the Memphis Grizzlies, while his older brother Pau is a power forward and center for the Chicago Bulls. The Gasol brothers were both elected starters to the annual NBA All-Star Game last month, marking the first time two brothers have accomplished that. On Tuesday night, Marc Gasol was the hero for the Grizzlies. He made a jump shot with less than 1 second left in regulation time to lift the Grizzlies to a 102-100 victory over the Houston Rockets. With the game tied, Gasol blocked James Harden's layup with about 6 seconds left to give the Grizzlies the ball and set up his game-winning shot. Marc Gasol finished with 21 points. In other NBA results, LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers beat the host Toronto Raptors 120-112. LeBron scored 29 points and matched a season high with 14 assists. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports. Back to you.